It's got like no ingredients in this, so it must be healthy.
Really?
Although it does say this product is only intended for healthy adults.
Oh my gosh.
18 years of age or older. Not recommended for children, people sensitive to caffeine, pregnant women or women who are nursing. They all say that though.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
It's not recommended. But look,
there's really not that many ingredients.
Count them.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Why are you counting so slow?
5, 6, 7.
Wow, that's too many.
8, 9, 10. There's only 10.
Can you pronounce all of them?
Yeah, like I can pronounce everything.
If you can't pronounce it.
Carbonated filtered water, citric acid, sodium citrate, natural flavors. Citrate.
It's like not very many ingredients, but every single one is just bad.
Poison.
They just removed all the good ingredients, so it's a small list, but it's all poison.
I just thought it'd be cool for you guys to try it and stuff. But
yeah,
I'm down. I'll try it.
My energy. I feel like Superman when it's just
my us. Energy is so low right now, but it says grizzly energy.
Well.
Yeah, have you ever seen a grizzly bear attack somebody?
Dude, they're energetic as heck.
Especially when they sleep for a long time. Maybe I just need sleep.
Rocket pop.
What's the flavor? I need some sleep for real, I'm going to fall out of my chair.
I feel like I've been sucked dry of energy. Really?
Yeah, try that.
I don't know why.
It just tastes like...
Ever since lunch.
Really? You're just tired?
What'd you have for lunch?
Not really. I just feel like...
A massive burrito.
I feel like from if somebody Chipotle? Attacked me right from, now, I could do nothing about
El Sam-
it.
Where was it? Don Benito's.
Don Benito's.
Sorry, we were talking over you. I did not hear a thing you just
no
said.
No idea what he said.
If someone attacked me right now, I just think good. I would just have to sit here and take it.
Really?
I couldn't defend
I think
myself.
Your instincts would kick in.
Like I think Parker's
my arm's just hanging here.
Instinct is take it. So
interesting. How does that grizzly treating you?
It doesn't. It tastes the same as...
It tastes like a Celsius slash no. Prime energy.
It's just like Prime.
Yeah. Better than Prime a little bit.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Actually,
you hear Prime's killing everybody?
Oh, freak.
They have forever chemicals in there or whatever?
That's not bad.
I need,
No, it was like forever chemicals. Chemicals that like stay in your body forever.
Oh,
and like
crap.
Mess with your gut or something.
Forever chemicals.
That's why crazy. I've been losing so much weight.
Forever chemicals is a good band name.
Yeah, it is.
It's actually hard.
So how do you forever chemicals. How do you get money from a lawsuit like that?
Class action.
Class action. Everybody gets a piece.
Everybody gets a little.
Yeah, but those take forever.
Yeah, but everyone, it's like, go claim your $20 or whatever. Sometimes I always look online for class action lawsuits and start
see if you can
money.
Do one.
Yeah.
Am I eligible? Really?
No. There was Fortnite had one, I think.
We should, though.
At some point.
Really?
For, like, minors that spent money on V-Bucks.
That was us.
That was me, dude. That was, like, my whole childhood.
All of my
because it's, like, gambling?
Yep.
No, because exactly it's, like gambling. They didn't have the proper like security measures to make sure kids weren't spending their parents' credit card money.
Oh.
Like taking advantage of them, not understanding that you're paying actual money for it. Which, I mean, I was kind of understanding what was going on, and I definitely was. And I was just buying V-Bucks because I wanted to. But
I didn't really know.
But I didn't really want to. I didn't know the repercussions.
I didn't know that
they were
if
like
I
giving you
refunds
for like
it.
The money that you spent. I would have got like $600.
How much money do you actually think you spent on V-Bucks?
$600 at least.
Dang.
Probably not that much. Not. Maybe 300.
I maybe spent like 100.
You spent more than that. I know you spent more than that.
Do you guys ever spend money on gems and Clash of Clans?
No, I did not go that far.
I did.
Oh,
dang
I know
it, Gavin.
Did.
That's worse.
I only ever did it twice.
Spending money on a mobile game always felt just wicked. Terrible.
And it was just like $1.99.
Well, you used to have to pay for Minecraft on mobile game. It
yeah,
was
dude,
like,
$7 for Pocket Edition Minecraft. Edition. That just felt so like...
So slimy.
Sickening. It's like $7
seriously.
For a mobile game?
Seriously,
that's crazy.
Is it free now?
It's like $2 now.
That's crazy they're still charging people. I'm pretty sure it's like free on Xbox. It's not.
It's not.
I just have Game Pass.
It's probably like $10, $15 now.
Your NCAA football's coming out?
Dude. Did you see the front cover? The worst teams.
Yeah, just random, kind of random people no one really knows.
Texas, Colorado, and
Michigan.
Michigan, I mean, they just won. Right. Texas, Colorado, just because they have primetime in a box.
What?
Primetime box. Primetime. That's who they have on. That's why they got the front cover. Why are you guys? Why is that so hard to understand?
I don't understand where the box or primetime comes into it. Oh, primetime Deion Sanders.
Yeah. What other primetime would I be talking about?
Why is he in a box?
Because they're not letting him be himself.
He's in a game.
He can't be himself at all.
Travis Hunter, he's fun. He's a fun gentleman.
Yeah,
he's really nice. Do you remember how nice he was?
Yeah, very nice guy.
And then the other one, I'm not really... Donovan Edwards, I think, the running back. Is who that was.
Mm-hmm. Texas is back.
Yeah, no, they're not. Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely.
Washington's going to suck so bad this year. That's exciting.
I know. I'm so happy. Michigan's not going to be good either, which is because they're on the cover. Which
no
is
more coach and like half of their roster left. So many Michigan guys in the draft this year.
A lot.
Which is good. Oregon had like top five for a few drafts. Better than SEC.
Oh, way better.
Gosh. We had the most. Pac-12 had the most. Pac-12 had a great year for being the last one.
In the final.
Two teams in the, or one team in the finals, like some great teams, like most players drafted or something. Like we've had, Pac-12 has had the number one pick for like a certain amount of years in a row or something.
And really? Like, oh, the Pac-12 sucks.
What? Huh. I know. Everyone was always hating the Pac-12.
And Jaden Daniels, he was at Arizona State until he transferred to LSU this last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. What? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Is that the guy that went to
Heisman?
Oh.
Oh, so you went to Commanders.
Ooh. Yeah, he's cooked. I wonder if Bo Nix is going to be good, but football talk, everyone hates it.
We played golf last night.
Uh-huh.
Divine Nine.
Yeah, we did.
It was divine.
And guess what? Did you guys see the board that was on the floor in there? They're starting leagues at the Divine Nine.
Oh, dude.
Oh, really?
And between Monday and Thursday, you can sign up, and it's teams of four.
Really?
That would be fun.
What are you trying to do?
I want to play in a league.
No, like, what's the league?
I don't know. I took a picture of it.
Okay, cool.
But it just said league signing up. The one on Monday said church above it. So,
oh,
is that like church league?
Like church league golf? That would be so fun. We would do good. Bro.
That would be so fun.
Me, Bryson, Gavin, Parker,
maybe somebody else.
Me, Bryson.
Who shot a 38 last night?
Me.
Interesting.
Huh.
Okay. You know how hard that is to do, Parker, on
a... On an 18-hole par 3 course?
18-hole par 72.
In a two-man scramble, you shot...
Six.
Nine over?
Seven over us. We were four over.
Oh, that's...
You were 11 over.
Okay, listen. We had a rough time. We were hitting it into the trees.
Yeah.
Way past... The green on a couple of them. I just hit it too hard.
Listen, we hit really bad shots. Okay. You guys.
You guys, it was so fun, though. And Parker, you really have no room to talk because you guys literally played the day before a full round, and I haven't played in months.
No, we
played nine holes, not a full round.
Oh, still nine holes.
Not still. It's a big difference.
Massive difference. I hadn't played since Mariah was here. That was the last time I had played.
Mm. He started crying when he got out of his golf clubs.
Still the same.
I got to get golfing more often. I'm going to start going after work on weekdays.
Go to the range, maybe?
I'm just
going
to go to the Divine Nine, dude. It's $11 to play.
Yeah, but it also sucks.
No.
No. We should play tonight.
Tonight? We got grad party.
No, it's at 5.
That's true.
Depends on what time we're done.
We go at 7:30.
Easy.
That's kind of early.
8.
Probably.
We went at 7 last time, dude.
Dude, I'm going to go fishing today.
Me too. I got a new rod and reel, dude. I got a
new rod.
Gavin's got a nice one. I used Gavin's nice one. I was like, all right, let me invest.
Yeah.
Did
you get a left side reel? Well.
No, I got right side.
Oh.
Because my spin caster is left side. My bait casters are right side. I don't know.
What's like yours then? Yours was a bait caster.
My bait caster is left reel. You can get them both.
Yeah. You can like buy them stock, but bait casters, you can't switch them. You can like buy left-handed ones. You can buy right-handed ones.
You can buy ones you can switch.
Yeah, but
they're really expensive though.
They suck.
No, they're just really expensive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably really expensive.
I spent
really
too much money on a rod and reel, but it's going to last me a lifetime.
This one will last me a lifetime. Dude, it's so fun, especially when you catch fish. Reeling them in and just...
Fishing is the most fun when you catch fish.
Yeah,
I do say.
Yeah, Parker sucks at catching.
I'd like to maybe actually go out to a lake where we can catch bigger fish.
You have a license?
No.
No, me neither.
Neither do I.
We could buy one, Parker. Yeah, it's that's like the amazing thing about money. Whoa. With money, you can do anything.
Power. Guys, if he had go money, get he some would money. Know. What's stopping you is that you don't
have
money.
We should
money.
Invest in a boat, a little John boat, a little aluminum
don't
boat.
Don't need to.
Why? Kayaks.
Friends got some.
Swimmer. He can swim.
Tyler's got two boats.
I want to get a kayak. What is Tyler doing with two boats?
Somebody gave him one.
Tyler Morris.
I know. Still, that's cool.
It's pretty narrow. It's like 38 inches wide.
It's like a canoe, like a Native American carved out of a tree trunk.
Yeah. Him and my dad took it out.
Dude, I love fishing and I want to buy maybe a kayak.
It's a great camera shot.
Yeah, right you know. There. Sorry, everybody. Parker, you can blur it out, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, you should blur it out.
Think about it.
Christian, put your pants
just
back
think
on.
About it.
Yeah, dude, yeah, that would kayak. Be so fun.
I was talking to somebody, though, and they were saying that because the water's so high right now, mm-hmm. all the islands are, like, underwater, and there's snakes
everywhere.
Oh. Could you imagine a snake slithering up to your kayak? I would be so...
That's why you have a...
pistol.
A pistol.
A flamethrower.
The shotgun pistols, it's like a 410.
And he's just revolver. Making up things now.
Anthony has
and
one.
If you need a shotgun grade launcher boost, pistol. You can just shoot it behind you.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I need moves. To go fast. And you go, you like blow your eardrum.
Grenade launcher, rocket launcher, flamethrower.
Forget that your rod's behind there. You blow the top of the rod off.
Oh, no, don't do that. Guys, seriously. But yeah, I was hanging out with a guy yesterday. I wasn't hanging out. He was the
nice
manager.
Dude.
He was
yeah.
The,
oh, yeah, you're hanging
he
out
was
with
was the manager at Academy Sports. And we were.
I was hanging out with this dude yesterday.
He was helping me shop for a new rod.
He was
reel.
Forced to
go
be
into
there.
A restaurant. So I was hanging out.
Yeah, with Jeremy from Don Benito's. No, I was hanging out with this guy, Adam, and he was helping me shop for a rod and just, you know, talking about fishing and everything. He's mm-hmm. a very good fisherman.
Just rod talk.
Just rod talk with the boys.
Yeah.
And he showed me a picture of his
rod.
Personal best bass, 13 yeah. pounds. Dude, it was bass. The biggest bass I've ever 13p. Seen. It was crazy.
Dude.
Like, I didn't, like, it would be scary catching one that big.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so scared. I all got right. a massive fish.
All right, dude. Tell us
just for a reference.
Dude, holy crap.
You could fit your dang face in its mouth.
That is huge.
Look at that. Is that 13 pounds?
It says it. Texas anglers catch 13 pounds.
Look at
bass.
That one that he's holding it vertical down at the bottom middle.
That's like a
that's
bottom, cool. bottom middle, I'm saying.
He's
missing
that's
his
a
leg.
Thumbnail. That's doctored.
Yeah, 13 pounds. That was crazy. It was 13 pounds post-spawn, so it laid all of its eggs, and it was 13 pounds. He said
jeez.
If he would have caught it like 2 weeks earlier, it would have
been
like 15.
Pre-spawn.
But he probably, you have to put them back if they're female, right? You
I
want them
know.
To keep making
you definitely
eggs.
Shouldn't keep a 13-pound bass, though, because no. like it needs to spread its genes. They have this program where you can keep them alive and send them into like the, I forgot what it's called, but they'll like use its eggs to like make more fish that and are going to be massive and then put it back in the lake that
oh,
you got it
cool.
from. It's like if you catch like a massive one.
I've been catching a lot bigger bass at the pond. I think that they're growing quite a bit in
really?
Anthony's pond. Yeah, and I told him we should get some fish food, like get a feeder
yeah.
set up out there.
We really do need
them.
To thicken them up because they are like even if you catch a long one, they're so skinny.
Some of the yeah, a lot
all
of
the ones
boys.
In his pond are super skinny.
I'll catch another turtle this afternoon and
yeah,
dispose
you.
Of it.
You caught a turtle?
What? Yeah,
yeah.
You weren't you there?
I don't no. think Gavin was there.
You
I caught a turtle.
It?
No,
oh,
he
you
didn't
should.
Realize he was.
When
to.
We what were we over there for?
I don't know.
All like Hayden's friends.
It, oh yeah,
Hayden's
it was Hayden's
classmates were there.
Party.
Oh, I went down there and I was just figuring out my.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't during that. It was not. It was something else.
Because we
it?
Were shooting afterwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Why,
I thought you were talking about I thought you were talking about Hayden's.
Anyways.
What did we go over there for recently? Dinner.
It
whatever.
Was her birthday.
Birthday dinner. It was not for her birthday that you caught the turtle. It was for something else.
Right. It was before that.
Yeah.
It was PB.
Guys, sorry everybody. Pre-birthday. A lot of details. Not a lot.
But you know the really nice boats?
Needless to say, I caught a turtle.
That are
pond.
Flat.
Caught
you know, a bass boat or whatever.
Yeah, those are extreme.
Waited in there.
They have the fish finders on there.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
They eat the
so trolling
food.
Motors just keeps you in the same spot, or they'll like put you up against the bank, like just go down the bank like this and just put you.
Yeah, it's just
the bank.
Working you.
So sick. Yeah, they're like $90,000.
I see why people get so into fishing.
Yeah, I know. I see it too. I'm seeing it right now.
Especially when you get a nice fishing
rod. I have three
rod.
Rods now. Because I was talking to the guy, like, I need to replace my rod. He's like, you go ahead and keep your rod you
keep
currently
your rod,
have,
dude.
Get another one. And yeah. then he's like, if I'm fishing up against the bank, right, and then I see a big school of fish jumping behind me, I'm not going to cut my line, put on a different lure, and throw it. I'll have one rod
true.
That has this kind of lure, one rod that has top water, one rod that has a spinner, And if I see something, I'll set my rod down, you know,
switch
my other one and send it.
That's genius.
So he's like, keep your spinning rod for lightweight bait.
Great.
Keep your other bait caster. Keep it for a dang, you know, frog or something.
Or your children.
And then if you get another one, add on to your current ones. Don't replace it. Yeah. Like, you know what? That's smart.
Yeah.
Every time I need a new rod. Every time I need a new lure, I'll buy a new rod.
Yeah.
Buy a rod with it.
I don't want to have to change lures. That's just.
And when I lose the lure, I just throw away the rod.
Here was my last straw with my current rod.
Oh no!
I was throwing the bait, right? I restrung it. I put on braid.
Yeah.
And I was like reeling in, and the braid wasn't moving. Like I was like the middle part was moving, but it was just sliding around, and braid was just sitting still.
Did not tie it on right.
It doesn't have holes in between it. Like you have to like tie it anyways. It's a whole thing.
Wow.
But then threw it out there, caught a fish. Boom! Snapped the line. I didn't tie it on.
It snapped.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or it came undone.
I think the knot came undone because it was 30-pound braid. So
yeah, I was like, there's no way.
Snapped it.
So I tied a bad line. I was like, you know what? I deserve a new rod. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. What'd you do with that rod?
Snapped it in half.
No, I still have it. I'll keep the braid on there and maybe throw like top water with it or something. But I put on like fluorocarbon on my new one because it's, I don't know, it just feels smoother. I like it better.
Mine isn't super smooth. Because it's braided line,
yeah,
and it's a lot heavier, but
more durable.
Yeah, especially when I want to catch those heavy fish.
Oh, those monsters!
I think
I want to catch a gar. I want to go to the Sabine River and catch like catfish or gar, like something massive.
My Uncle Alan and Shauna in Oregon, they're talking about they came out here in February, I believe, to visit, and they were talking about maybe making a trip out this summer and bringing. My grandma has a boat that they don't ever use. Bring it out here. Just give it to us.
Give Dude. It to us.
Yeah, but they're going to do a road trip. They're like, oh, maybe we could just bring it out if Nana doesn't want the boat anymore. Drive it out here. Drop it off for us to have.
There are definitely some disadvantages to living in Texas.
Yes.
Right? No mountains.
True.
Bad weather a lot of the time.
Weird stormy. People.
Weird people.
I know. The 6 months ones. Of cool is fine.
6 months of cool is fine.
Freedom. Freedom's good. Is
nice. Freedom.
Occasional.
But I always drivers. I like Oregon because it's got the mountains and you can like. But.
Go off-roading.
For fishing, bro.
Oh.
Fishing is nice in Texas.
It's pretty good in Oregon.
Bass fishing? No, but like sport fishing is way bigger in Texas than Oregon.
Yeah.
Because we don't have bass in Oregon.
Yeah, there's just like a couple of ponds. You got like river fishing. Yeah. And some big lake fishing.
But like bass, you could dang. Oh, I missed Haley's text.
What'd she say?
You could throw a lure in like a pond. I mean, a puddle in Texas, and there's bass in there. She said, I'm going to stop by Sedenburg to get a drink and then head to the church. Do you or Parker or Gavin want anything?
Yes, all of us want everything.
I don't need anything.
No, I do want something, but she's already here. That was 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, she's probably here.
You got to get your dang Apple Watch going, dude. You'll never mix.
Yeah, for real. You guys always just miss looking at it.
Just like... Oh, I know all my text messages right now.
You ever notice that most of us have the same outfit? Like all of the people that came from Oregon to plant the church, like all of us young guys, except for Christian.
Like the white robe.
You know, yeah.
And like, just kidding.
No, everybody's got our Apple Watch on our left, and then everybody's got the WWJD bracelet
that's
on the right.
That's not an outfit, that's wrist wear, and I don't have
the same accessories, Gavin.
Okay, yeah, but we also wear a Carhartt shirt.
I've always wanted to know what it stands for. I just like,
what would
like
Jesus do?
School. No way.
What does it say?
Well, what'd he do?
Oh. You. Weird.
Why wouldn't you just dance? That's what I always thought of.
Would you do?
I really don't know what it is.
Would you do?
Oh, those are W's?
Why wouldn't you just dance?
Oh, it's actually a What Would Jesus Do bracelet. Yeah. I was just joking. I didn't think that it was actually.
That's actually. Huh. But there's ones that say WWJD and then
WLF.
WLF, yeah. He would.
He would.
Lobster first. He would lobster fish.
He would, dude. Let's go lobster fishing.
How do you catch alligator?
I like crabbing. You guys like crabbing?
Yeah, dude.
Crabbing's fun.
Can Haley come in here?
Throw a little cage.
No, there's no seats.
No seats.
Dang it.
She could sit on the ground, but she would not probably like that.
She won't have very much
probably
fun.
Talk and
It'd
stuff.
It'd be fun to like interview her, you know, like we did with Hannah that one.
Bring her in. Bring her in.
Hannah replaced you one time. That was fun.
Me? That was fun.
What when?
I don't remember that, really.
Oh,
you were in Michigan golfing and stuff.
Oh, replaced me.
Yeah.
Very senior trip.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. I shot
Who's been gone
first
the most?
85.
I think Gavin has been gone the most.
Yeah, definitely Gavin. I've been gone 1 week in 3 years.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Not true.
What?
Yes, true. Yes, true.
Other times we've been able to work around it.
Yeah. You were gone once when Isaac was...
When you broke your face.
I feel like I was gone another time since then. But that doesn't sound...
Oh, when you had surgery.
That was... Yeah, that was the only
time.
Yeah. I was gone for episode 24 and I've been here ever since.
I missed an episode...
A lot.
I've missed two episodes for sure because of the honeymoon. And then there was one other one where Devin filled in for me.
Yeah, and then Devin filled in again.
No.
No.
But I've definitely been gone the most. I've probably missed four episodes. Well, I don't even count the honeymoon episodes as missing because you guys called me both times.
No, well, you were missing.
We count as missing.
That's what I count as missing.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure I made half your content.
Really? Because you were halfway across the freaking world.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it was so awesome.
Yeah, how much time should I take for my honeymoon when I eventually get married?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Nah, 10 days. 10 days. 10 to 14 days. 10 days. 10 to 14.
We did, probably. Technically, yeah, it was 10 days. But what we did was we flew back in on a Friday, so we still had Saturday, Sunday, to kind of like, okay, we're moving into a house together. A little bit. So let's get, we'll like kind of have time to settle from the honeymoon before we go back to work.
So let's see. What day was your day?
Thursday.
On a Thursday night?
We got to make a...
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's like Sunday. 17 days. It's like 20 days.
How long was I gone? Because it was...
A long time.
Thursday.
You missed the whole like power outage, yeah, big storm.
And that was 10 days.
It wasn't that...
It was three days, yeah, you guys were out of power. Let me think.
I don't know.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's really interesting, though, yeah, whatever it is, whatever the number is.
Let's do days counting on the podcast, everybody.
I think it was
educational
longer.
Segment. Okay, guys, we're going to learn the days of the week.
Yeah.
Lunes, martes, miércoles. En español, por favor.
Yeah, we got back on a Friday.
That's awesome, Gavin.
It's really cool.
That was super fun.
That does sound like fun.
We did a little pool party barbecue at a... Christian's house yesterday.
Yeah, super fun.
I don't know.
For the invite, jerks.
It wasn't really a party. It was just kind of like...
Yeah.
It was like five of us hanging out.
Parker texted me like 2 hours before the story. He's like, are you going to the barbecue?
Yeah. I was like, what barbecue?
You're going to be at the barbecue at your
like
house?
The one at your casa.
Because Grace mentioned something in a youth group on Wednesday. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll keep that. I'll keep that on the radar. And then Devin, right before, he's like, you going over to the Smiths? I was like, oh, yeah, sure.
Where was Gavin?
I thought you were doing stuff with like grandparents since they're in town.
I asked if you want to go golfing. You're like, no, I can't.
Yeah, you don't. You can't go golfing.
When?
Yesterday.
I said yes in the
evening.
You
said you couldn't go until the evening.
Yeah,
so I,
yeah, okay,
naturally,
listen.
I naturally figured you're busy.
Listen
the day
to this.
Until the evening.
Okay. There was a big miscommunication to me also because I thought that I was going to have to do stuff all day. It took me 30 seconds to do decorations for Hayden's thing. All I had to do was tie some flags in the air because they couldn't operate a ladder properly.
Jeez.
Or something.
Ladders are hard to operate.
And so I just went home and I sat on the couch.
While we were
And then I took a little bit of a nap, but not really.
Jeez.
And then I
We could have gone to Wood Hollow.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was so hot, though.
It really was.
It would not have been.
That pool
I would have
was not.
I've gone
rather just come over
we
to
went
swim.
To Tempest, remember when it was like super hot?
It was 100 degrees.
For Father's Day?
Bro, we were
that was terrible.
Dripping.
I had fun, though.
I had fun.
Oh,
yeah,
we went to Chipotle afterwards.
That was not that time.
Hilarious.
That's though. A different time. But yeah, dude.
We should.
I've never been welcomed back in that Chipotle since.
We should invite Jake and Brad to come down and do some golfing at Tempest.
Golfing and fishing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Golfing, fishing.
Loving every day.
Loving every day.
Write that down.
But yeah, we were at the pool and I was just like, man, how much fun would that be if this pool was at a hotel in Hawaii and all the friends were there and we were hanging out in Hawaii?
You're just fantasizing?
I said something to you, I think.
Imagine if this pool was in the Bahamas.
You know they have probably pools nicer than that.
I'm just saying, Gavin. Basically what I was saying.
Here's a scenario.
Is we need to take a friend trip.
How
friends
cool
and family vacation to Hawaii.
Would it be if Gavin was there? Also,
probably worse.
Or if somebody told him about it, at least. And then he could at least say
cool
no.
How cool would be if I was texting Gavin?
I don't want to bug you.
Oh,
sure. Yeah, you're always, like, always so pranky.
Yeah, Gavin's
nope,
always so upset.
Nope, sorry,
when you
can't
call
be there.
Okay, sorry.
Parker, you never text me
sorry
anymore.
For
Parker, I never see you anymore.
I know we don't work together. He's so sad.
It's so sad.
Christian and I saw a snake. Rattlesnake.
Oh,
oh yeah,
it
change
so
the subject.
Terrifying. I finally hit
where?
One bad shot that went out of bounds.
You actually saw a rattlesnake?
Yes.
Listen, Gavin, we didn't even see it. We did see it, but there's more. And
there were more.
It went out of bounds. Like, it bounced in bounds and, like, rolled up against the fence. It's a wire fence. So it's very, you know, not only transparent, but what is it called when you can reach through it?
Open.
Oh, yeah. So it's open.
Opaque.
Fence. Opaque.
No.
That's not
it. And, like, transparent.
Opaque, not opaque.
Transparent is when you can see through it.
Translucent.
Translucent is when you can reach through it.
Is when you can see through it.
Okay. Yeah. Transparent is see through it. Translucent, you can see
light.
You can see light through it.
Yes.
It, reach through it is, there's not a word for that because that just means it's open. Transfusant.
It's transformer.
Transitionary.
What's it called?
It's, I think there would just be, like, hollow, maybe.
When you hear voices.
When you can reach your hand through a fence.
Reach your hand through a fence.
What's it called when you can go?
Phasing. He's phasing.
Oh, okay. So you can traverse.
Okay.
You can traverse.
I can traverse through the fence. And the ball was right on the other side of the fence, so I started to traverse through it.
Oh, it's permeable. The fence is permeable.
Yes. God.
Capable of being permeated, penetrated, especially having pores or openings that permit liquids or gases to pass through.
Okay, yes.
Okay, but you are solid.
Okay.
It's kind of like that.
So it was
what's it called when you go through something?
I
experience, suffer, survive, undergo, withstand.
I was withstanding this fence.
You were able to undergo the fence.
And
basically.
I was reaching for my ball, and as I was going over there, I was like, Parker was like, remember when we first moved to Texas, we were so scared of snakes? Like, we would never have done this. I was like, yeah.
I almost said that when we were at the golf course yesterday.
And so we were like, I was like starting to get, you know, I was starting to withstand the fence or whatever. Traverse.
Undergo.
I was starting to traverse through the fence. And Parker's like, oh, shoot, there is actually a snake there. A dang rattlesnake. So there's like a bush in a bush. The rattlesnake was passing through this bush into this bush. So we couldn't see its face or the end of it. All we could see is like a thick, I'll probably the thickness the of that can there.
No way.
Laying on the ground.
I'll put the video up.
The video looks so tiny, I noticed. Like, it looks so tiny.
Yeah,
like, I couldn't wrap my hand around it. I couldn't wrap my hand around it if I was trying to grab it. So,
can you put your photos?
No.
Listen.
Not on this.
So we got so excited and started throwing stuff at it. It was probably...
I just grabbed a couple of sticks. I was like, yeah, let's see if it's alive.
Like 3 feet away?
Threw some sticks at it, and it's kind of like the skin, like, kind of...
It, like, tensed up, but didn't really
move. A little bit. Didn't move. So
it was probably... It was, like, a few feet away on the other side of this fence. And so we're throwing stuff. It doesn't move. Parker's like, I have my ball grabber.
My ball grabber. So I reached in there with my hands.
Yeah. No.
That's what I call them.
Yeah.
He went and got his like extendo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could go up like 20 feet. So he's getting balls out of water. Reaching down there and like he starts getting close to it. And then we hear like a...
Are you sure it was the tail and not the mouth?
It might have been the mouth. Mouth.
Because the odds of it being a rattlesnake, I mean, it could have been.
All I could see was the body of it.
What color was it?
It was like brown and black.
It was like red with like diamonds on its back. I don't know. Just kidding.
It probably was like, it's more likely it was a water moccasin.
Oh, dude, it was a...
But it started
or a copperhead. It was probably a copperhead.
Probably a copperhead. But the noise that it was making was not where its body was.
Yeah, it's like...
It was like right against the fence. Because
it was kind of... Because
like remember, that? We couldn't... Oh, it was like this one.
Like this one right here?
Yeah, right there.
That's a cottonmouth, dude. It was like that.
Oh, yeah, it was like that. That's true.
What is
that? What is that? What do we got here?
iNaturalist.
Right there? To the right? Right down?
Right here?
That one?
Yeah, that
one. Is that it? No.
No.
It's the left, right there. Left.
Texas glossy snake? But it like...
If it was a Texas glossy snake, so
I feel like I would know.
More like this. More like this.
This one?
The prairie king snake. I have no idea. They all look the same.
The prairie king snake eats poisonous snakes.
Diamondback water snake. Right there. That's what it was.
No.
Pull it up. I can't remember, really. It was too much drama.
Oh, I sent you the...
Oh, I have the video.
The video.
Yeah, oh yeah, it would be in there. And it's, keep in mind, it looks way smaller on video than it was in real life. I couldn't, like, it was thick. Probably that can.
Okay, oh, that? Dang, son. That's the same one that you have in that picture.
Diamondback?
No. It's more black where the...
Pull it up, like, side by side. Right there. Okay. It's right there.
It's right there. Is it red?
No.
Western rat snake?
No.
Dude, that's a rat.
No, keep going up.
Okay, hold on.
It's clear.
The rattling that I heard,
yeah.
It sounded like my pole was hitting the fence. It didn't really sound
No.
Was probably the snake.
It sounded higher pitched than
that. That's not a rattlesnake,
what?
Though.
What did you say?
I don't know, but that's what I thought at first it was. I thought I was hitting the fence.
I promise that is not what it was. It was unnatural, Parker. And it was to my left, and you were to my right.
So I took this video and then stopped and then went in with the pole to see if I could...
It started.
That's not a rattlesnake, I don't think.
But why did it rattle?
It, that might have been its face.
Like, I think it might have been its tongue. Like,
you know, like...
Oh.
Which is even scarier because it was right up against the fence and to my left. It couldn't have been your pole or whatever because you were on my right side. The noise was like from my left.
It's,
That looks like what it is, dude. Like that there?
No.
Doesn't that look like
That's
it?
That's totally different. See how close is the...
Oh, is it totally different? Can we get a snake expert to look at this?
Please. Yeah. Oh,
That's more like it.
That's it for show.
No, see, that one's more like diamond snakes. Shapes on the back of that snake.
Like a diamond back rattlesnake.
Timber rattlesnake is right there.
But the black is so close. No, but see your
picture, they're more like in unison.
We need to
like Mojave.
Right there, no?
No, that one's more like round and weird.
I don't know.
Look up a watermark.
Guys, can someone that knows snakes...
Or no, sorry, copperhead. That's not a copperhead, but...
Copperhead.
It's just super interesting to the listeners.
Not even close. But yeah, we were cooked. 2 more seconds of reaching out that over to that thing and we would have died.
Nope. Look up a king snake.
Yeah, look at the images of that real quick. Because it could have been like post-shed or something.
Look up a king snake. It kind of looks like that one. Up a little bit. One more. Yeah, right there.
Maybe it was that one.
I think it was that. Dude, if I saw that thickness...
Oh my gosh. I'm not even getting close.
I don't even know if I'd grab my golf clubs. King snake.
I would just run, dude.
King snake. It eats other poisonous snakes.
Oh, good for him. Nah, definitely not that. Not even close.
They all look different. It says king snake, but they all look different.
Prairie king snake, Texas king snake.
We need that fishing Garrett guy.
Post it on a story and we'll see.
Yeah, guys, what kind of snake is this? Be honest. No lying.
We should ask, what's the kid?
Fishing Garrett.
What?
I love that guy.
What's what kid?
No, Kalen. Just Kalen. He's more an insect guy.
Yeah, more of
but
a bug.
He might know snakes. Actually, Abe, Hayden's friend from school, he might know.
Should I send this to Satan? To Hayden?
To Satan? Send it on down.
Ask Satan real quick. Send it
to the boys from your school. See if they know. But they'll be at her graduation party tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll find out.
You know, we'll find out.
And guys, can you put a picture on this on the podcast? Oh, yeah. Guys, look at the snake and see what kind it is. And if we were seconds away from dying, let us know.
Wow. Well, you'd probably be minutes.
I wish I kept the video going, but I wanted to like have two hands on the pole.
Dang, that's crazy. I still have not seen... The only snake I've seen, I saw a copperhead, 2 copperheads at my house. One on our threshold in our door, and I killed it. It was like this big. It was on the threshold entering to my front door. Yes. It was small, but it was like this long.
I killed it.
Holy crap. And then there was one...
They say those are the safest ones.
At Hayden's birthday last year.
They don't know how to bite.
They know how to
like
bite.
A whole year ago, there was that small copperhead.
And Abe.
They don't know how to release their venom yet.
Wrangled it.
Yeah, and I cut its head off with a shovel.
Yeah, that's...
But the heads can still, like... I saw a snake biting itself.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
Its head was chopped off and, like, bit its own body. And, like, and then, the body started, like, convulsing or whatever. Mm-mm-mm. Crazy.
Hate snakes,
dude. Evil, demonic, probably. I almost had one fall out of the sky into my shirt once. It was insane.
It was so close to jumping into your shirt.
Yeah, it was pretty close, and I was pretty scared. Headless rattlesnake bites itself.
That's what we saw, dude.
Compilation, 4K. That looks like what we were looking at.
Nah.
Not even close.
Different pattern.
Slow-mo.
Oh! Oh, and it's like, that hurts.
Which it can't send.
But its head can't.
It can't send feel issue. Like, it won't be able to feel pain. Whoa. Two hour psychedelic colorful neon background.
With no sound.
It's actually sick.
Bert, what are you doing?
I don't know. This just came up, Gavin. Let's just let it happen.
That's like a background.
Oh, something crazy must have happened here. Oh, nope.
Why is that?
That's the most replay.
Is there noise? Turn it up.
No.
And it says no sound.
4K. Have you seen like those white noise videos where like a few hours in they'll be like gunshots or something.
It looks kind of like a face on the left. It's like,
why is it the most replayed?
Probably because a few people skip to that part and they're like, wait, what was so interesting here? And now everybody goes here.
Yeah, that's true.
Like we just did.
Yep. We just
dang part it. Of the experiment. We fell for their games.
Dang it. We've been gamed.
Dax Flame, you guys know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
Been seeing his stuff a lot.
Oh, I've seen his stuff a lot.
I would love to go see his comedy set. But I think he's doing it just kind of randomly at different comedy clubs.
Yeah, not like touring or anything.
Yeah, but hopefully soon. Also, yeah, I know you guys were talking a while ago about hockey.
Yeah.
And wanting to go watch a game. And I was like, whatever. Like, you're actually going to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go see a hockey game. Dude, I've been watching hockey.
Remember when I said, there's these tickets, they're like $20.
It's the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Stanley time.
How much?
Pretty expensive. Oh, that's too expensive. Anthony just went to a game.
What?
Oh, what?
Well, he had to go pick up his parents from the airport, and so he went to the game before because he was picking them up at midnight.
Stars and
I think Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado.
Avalanche.
The Houston, Colorado.
Yeah.
They lost. The Stars lost that game, but they're still leading the series 3-2.
Wow.
Stars ended up winning the series.
And Mavs, too.
Amen.
And Rangers, dude. Big year for Dallas.
Yeah. It's because we're here.
But I was watching the Stars game and when they were playing the Avalanche, and their keeper really saved them because. Really? Colorado was taking a ton of shots, and their goalie was just stopping everything. But Dallas was hardly getting the puck down to the other end. They could not clear it to actually get any shots off. Really? Hardly. They still won.
Dallas won?
Dallas ended up winning.
Wow.
So they're
How many players do they have on the court at once?
Seven, I think.
Six, including the goalie, I think.
Because it's not as huge.
Because I think...
How many players?
I'm remembering
2.5 billion. Jeez, that sounds like a lot. The court is not that big.
Six.
Yeah, six including the goalie. Because what they do, if they're down and there's only a minute left, sometimes they'll pull their goalie so they can put another player in. Oh, yeah. So nobody's guarding the goal. Oh, but they got another guy on attack.
Yeah.
So
it's fun.
That's what we do in Rocket League sometimes.
They're subbing just as like you run off the ice and then someone else runs on.
Yes.
That's cool. You can get put in the penalty box.
You can beat people up.
I didn't see very many fights. I saw one, but they broke it up pretty quick. But, dude, it's
entertaining. That's so funny. It's so fast. That's just the one sport where it's like, you know what, yeah.
It's so fast-paced. It's awesome.
Uh-huh.
I was watching the New York Rangers hockey team.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're playing. Dude, they're good. They're in it for the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, and they are in it.
They just won their series.
Isn't there also like the New York Islanders?
I have no idea. The Penguins, really no clue. Pittsburgh
Penguins, San Jose Sharks. I saw some San Jose Sharks merch when I was in the airport.
Yeah, dude, we gotta.
Anthony was saying that everybody at the Stars game, though, rather than you know like people have a T-shirt that says
they all
you
got
know,
jerseys.
Stars. Everybody's wearing jerseys.
The hockey jerseys are pretty sick.
Everybody's got a hockey jersey. It's not just a hockey T-shirt. It's like it's okay. A legit.
We should start wearing hockey jerseys.
That's sick.
That'd be actually hard.
Dude, I would love to go to a game if they end up playing. Because Edmonton Oilers, so Canada where...
Oilers!
Edmonton is where Hannah's grandparents are from.
Right.
And that's who Anthony grew up like watching.
Anthony played for them for a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, he did for a little while.
No,
he played hockey, though.
He's a very good skater.
Growing up, he's a very good skater.
He's like Michael from The Office.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Very good ice skater.
But, dude, those guys are crazy fast.
And they're so
on their
big
reaction.
And strong.
On skates, though... I can't imagine.
Oh my gosh.
They're so fast.
Yeah, dude, I want to go to a hockey game.
I'd like to see the Oilers play. Stupid.
They have a team in Shreveport also.
Let's take a trip next season.
Yeah, for sure. If we can't go to the playoffs.
For sure.
Well, if Dallas wins again this year, the tickets are going to keep getting more expensive.
And we're going to keep going.
Because they won last year.
Really?
They won the Stanley Cup?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I don't believe that.
Yes. They won, dude. I saw that when I went to the Dallas Mavericks arena because that's the same arena where the Stars play.
He won the Stanky Cup.
He won the Stanky Cup.
Oh.
The Golden Knights.
I told you, dude.
That Golden State.
Who's the Golden
Knights? Where's Golden
Knights?
Vegas.
Wow. Vegas with the hockey team, really? Yeah, out in the desert?
Yeah.
Don't believe it. There's, I think it's going to be a really good, game. If they end up playing the Oilers, it's going to be tough because...
Let's see. Were they second place? Oh, no, they lost to the Knights.
Not even close.
Dang, man, I thought they won.
They're pretty good.
Parrish out here spreading false information.
I know. these like Florida Panthers or whatever that is.
Yeah. Dude, I have not seen anything about the NBA.
Carolina Hurricane.
Playoffs?
Playoffs are nothing.
I haven't followed it.
Do you think you could name...
No, it's not even on my sports center stuff.
How many hockey teams do you think you could name?
One.
Two, three.
You want to do a little test?
Yeah, four. Yeah. I'll go first because I'll know the least. So I'll go first. So why'd you just unplug that?
So you can't see.
What? Oh, smart. All right.
Dude, okay. So first of all, can you name what the divisions are called? There's four divisions.
Southeast, Southwest, NHL. Northeast, Northwest.
So they have the Atlantic Division.
Pacific Division.
The Pacific Division.
American.
The Central Division.
And the National.
And you're never going to get this one. The Metropolitan Division.
What is that, like New York?
That's like big cities, I guess. That's like Northeast.
New York, Dallas.
Big cities in the Northeast.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Edmonton Oilers.
Yep.
San Jose Sharks.
Yep.
what?
Just only the ones, just that, the we ones said. That we just
Dallas yeah. Stars.
Uh-huh.
Vegas Golden Knights.
Yep.
Florida Panthers.
Yep.
Who's seen a Panther
the
in
Canucks,
Florida?
The Canucks, Charlotte Canucks.
Nope.
Yep.
what is a Canuck?
A Canuck.
It's know. A Canadian. It's like a Canadian.
Toronto Canucks. No. The Quebec Canucks.
Nope.
That would be good, though.
Quebec Canucks.
The Columbia Canucks.
I know there's Alberta
British
something.
Columbia Canucks. Alberta Canucks.
Nope.
What? Why are you saying a Canadian? The Canada Canucks.
Almost.
That counts.
It's also like kind of Washington, also Canada.
New York Rangers.
Oh, okay.
There's one in Washington, and there's one in Canada. And they're like right next to each other.
Oh, I know. I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
Let me think. Hold on.
I bet if I gave
Vancouver Canucks. Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah. Woo! I bet if I gave you the city, you could get the...
Okay.
Or like do you want me to give you the mascot and you tell me where they play?
Yeah,
or
that's better. City? Okay. Mascot.
Where are the Bruins?
Hawaii.
Nope.
It's hard to not think like UCLA.
The Bruins.
Yeah, I know.
Milwaukee.
The city's going to be before it. Milwaukee Bruins does sound good.
That is a baseball
Milwaukee
team.
Brewers.
Brewers.
The Boston, they got the Boston Bruins.
Bruins?
Oh, that's pretty sick.
I've heard of them. This one I've never heard of. The Sabres.
New York Rangers is
give us the
team,
city.
Right?
We'll guess the mascot.
Buffalo.
Bills.
Bad idea.
Sabres.
Okay.
Detroit.
Now give us the... he
says an animal, we say
give
another
Give us the
animal.
Mascot.
Red Wings.
Oh, Houston.
I just said it.
What?
I just said it. No.
Yeah. Milwaukee.
We got the Detroit Red Wings. Okay. There's a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, a lot of weird names that you wouldn't usually use.
Florida
the
Panthers.
Knights. Where are the Knights at?
That's Vegas. Golden Knights. That was the one that you knew.
Yeah. Kings, though. Where are the Kings? Phoenix?
Where are the Kings at right here?
Oh, Kings are LA.
Los Angeles Kings.
Three Kings.
We got the Montreal Canadiens. So that's
right.
A little...
Yes.
The Ottawa Senators.
Oh.
Tampa Bay Lightning. Toronto Maple Leafs.
Toronto Maple Leafs. That's famous.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Carolina Hurricanes. Columbus Blue Jackets. All right, guys.
New
Jersey Devils, really?
Really.
New York Islanders, New York Rangers, Philadelphia Flyers. Pittsburgh is the...
Penguins.
Penguins. Washington. Capitals.
Capitals?
Arizona Coyotes. They're moving to Utah, though.
Utah
really?
Coyotes?
Yeah. No, they're not going to be the Coyotes. They're going to rename.
What?
Seattle Kraken is like pretty new. I know that.
Seattle Kraken. They have more teams in the dang NFL.
Mm-hmm.
How are they funding
this?
How
many do they have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How much money a year does hockey make?
The hockey,
they have the same amount of teams as NFL. It's crazy. 32.
Wow. Oh, that's incredible. I'm excited to do some fishing tonight.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Maybe.
Nashville Predators. Nice guys.
Nashville Predators?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It just feels like there's not as many since a lot of it is in Canada.
Can you plug this in?
Yeah, here, I'll put it up. Then you can actually see what's going on.
No, I want you to pull up the video I sent you on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, not going to happen.
Really?
You see all those? You recognize these logos at least?
Yeah. No.
Minnesota Wild?
I do not recognize
Colorado Avalanche is sick.
Chicago Blackhawks.
I remember playing NHL like 09 with Brevin. I was always the Penguins. He was always the Flames.
Because
they were probably the best team back then.
Yeah, probably.
You want this?
Yeah, so there's this.
This is the most hardcore game of hide and seek. Six players are hiding in the castle on this island. If they can avoid being found by the hunter for 1 hour, they can win $30,000. Before the challenge, everyone has already arrived at the scene and familiarized themselves with the surroundings. Player one, Anna, based on earlier reconnaissance, has found a large hole in a wall that perfectly fits her petite frame. All she needs to do now is to paste her prepared map on the wall, making it extremely difficult to be discovered. To further confuse the hunter, Anna also places various selfies in the fortress with notes saying, "I'm right here," hoping to waste the hunter's time. Player two, Perez, arrives at a damp basement area. After surveying the surroundings, he decides to disguise himself inside one of the iron barrels. His disguise is simple, hoping to remain calm when facing the hunter. Player three, Botas, carries a large black circular lid and heads to a designated hollow cylinder. He deliberately positions the cylinder close to himself, then awkwardly squeezes inside. Once he covers himself with the lid, it's a perfect fit. Player four, Anthony, goes for a straightforward approach. He plans to use prepared bricks to build a wall in the passage, even bringing cement and water himself. However, his bricklaying skills leave much to be desired, and it takes him a long time to barely finish. With such laborious preparation, let's hope he can withstand being discovered. Player five, the Curvasus Joey, will reveal her hiding place later on. And where does the last player go? Jesus Christ. He wears a cloak made of bricks and enters a deep pit, perfectly blending in with the environment. Can you guess if he will succeed in the challenge?
Dude, like
with everyone ready, the game is about to
begin.
You
only have
Stay
an hour
to not miss the second part.
How you only you have not, an hour to find win? Somebody.
The bricks pile of bricks is cool.
Yeah.
The bricks pile of bricks.
Bricks. Pile of bricks.
The bricks.
It's a pile of bricks. Pile of bricks.
Like, that's insane. Like, to only have an hour, though.
The tonality of this guy's voice. And where does he go? Jesus Christ.
Okay. Pile of bricks.
All right. Dude.
Dude, I think that would be so fun to do like a legit game of hide and seek.
Dude,
where
I would that dude that snuck into the pipe.
Head the way first. He crawled in there. How's he getting out?
Head first is crazy.
How's he getting out?
No reason to go head first.
Yeah, pulling yourself up
backwards.
I'm
going in feet first.
Yeah. No way.
But think of trying to bend your body in feet first. Because like he flipped himself over. And
yeah, you could sit down though. Like, put your feet down, sit
but
down.
What, your knees can't bend, like, that way. What it's the
space. You, like, break your torso.
He wasn't that close to the wall.
Or you could put your knees in like this, and then turn your body, and then slide in.
Twist.
Yeah.
I think that would be more comfortable than trying to go head first. Upside down, dude. Head first in a metal pipe for an hour. Oh, my gosh. I guess for $30,000.
Yeah, you'll do whatever.
But that's crazy.
That dude building the brick wall.
It was so bad. It was also so obvious.
It was a brand new brick with, like, wet... wet like
mortar,
yeah.
Oh my god,
that'd be so fun though. Because every time you know we would play hide and seek at our grandparents' house, always the same, like five hiding spots.
Right.
The only time that it was really anything was when we would play Bloody Wolf at the school next door at our old house.
The only time it was anything.
You could just run around there and just pretty much hide.
You lay down in the middle of the field. No one's
nobody's gonna see you. And then it's super scary because it's dark.
Yeah,
and
then so
they start
scary.
Chasing after you and yelling.
Who's that?
Them.
How's your grizzly?
It's actually not that bad.
Does it make
you feel energized?
Yeah.
How many milligrams?
160.
I feel better now than I did earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
I really love
you. Do I, am I easy to understand when I talk sometimes?
Parker,
do I slur?
I've lived with you too long to not be able to understand you.
Way too many slurs.
Sometimes I say things and I'm like, that doesn't even sound like words really at all.
What did he just say?
Yeah. I don't feel that way, really.
I've done that before. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Sometimes there's just it's a time in your life where you just slur your words.
Yeah.
You get over it. Sometimes it mostly just means you need to rest.
Maybe that's... Isn't that a sign of some medical event?
A heart stroke? Attack?
Oh, crap.
Stroke means is when you start slurring your words.
I don't think it's like a thing I've noticed recently, though.
Yeah, and that would be like right before, like seconds before.
Yeah.
No, it's
days. Even.
It's after. It's right after.
It can be years before.
Or during.
A stroke?
Yeah.
You said during, so weird.
Yeah, dude. You almost gave me a stroke by just saying during.
During. You said it during your message.
During.
And then Haley said it later.
She said the same way.
You guys say it so weird, but the same.
During.
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 You guys say during.
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 During. During the attack. During the attack.
During. Oh, did you guys hear about the portal?
Yes.
What?
Oh, yeah, shut down.
From New York to Dublin.
What?
A little portal. It's like a live
There's a portal
video
up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thing.
So sick.
Some people were like putting up there. Bad words on the screen.
Someone put rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're showing like pictures of 9/11.
Yeah. And then somebody flashed the portal and they shut it down.
They just shut it down.
What did they think was going to happen? Look at all the good that could come from this.
Yeah.
No.
It's just all, like you go and stand in front of there and you're just looking into it and it's the people on the other side just doing the same thing.
Like, yeah. Oh, you know what's amazing? No. FaceTime could do this.
It's like, wow, look at these 4K. People standing there looking at me like I'm looking at them.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
And you wave and they wave and you're like,
all right.
Cool.
That was fun.
Time to go to work.
Of all the things we could put our time and money into.
A portal.
A portal, you guys. Are you serious?
How much you can't money, even go through the portal.
How much money are you paying for the internet to do that 24/7? You see a crime happening on the other end. I don't know where to call because I can't.
Yeah. What's 911 in Ireland? I don't know.
911. I think it's universal.
No, it can't be.
Look it up. What's the emergency number in?
I thought Dublin was Germany for some reason.
Hmm.
That's weird.
Might be.
That's a stupid thing for you to think. What's the emergency number in Dublin?
Dublin, Ireland.
In Dublin.
112. 112. 112. Or 999.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That's cool.
That's probably a good thing to know when you go to another country is the emergency.
Yeah. Yeah. Like dial 911.
It's like, sorry.
Nothing. And you have to wait for the operator to be please press 1 for French.
What happens if you call 911 and you're over there?
I don't know.
How does me calling 911 here know which dispatch to go to? Is it just like whatever's closest?
They can tell by your
location.
It's
by whatever cell tower I'm using, it's going to use the station that's closest.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah.
No, that is how it works. That's how radio works too.
Really?
Oh, gosh. Oh,
that's why radio station here, like 102.3.
Well, yeah, because it's like a signal that radiates in a certain radius.
Phones are the same way.
Radiates.
In a radius.
I'm sure those words are related.
In waves. Radio waves.
Waves. All right, we got to go. I've got
to
go.
We have got to go.
Mm-hmm. Next time, we're going to play a game
really?
For one of our listeners. Yeah.
Yeah, I said it before.
You did say that?
Yep.
No, you don't.
We've talked about it before. I promise you that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it. I don't like that.
Bye.
Peace.